It's a topic. Give me another chance for mutual encouragement.
今天晚上要与各位, 一起勉励的题目是给我再次的机会。
I think everyone likely to have this kind of experience.
许多人都有这样的经验。
Doing something wrong or say the wrong thing.
我们做错了事或说错了话。
For example, when you're cooking a baking something, baking a cake or cooking a meal, you mess up, you overcook it.
例如说你在准备一顿晚餐或是在烤一个东西结果失败了。
Oh, but of course you can always do it again.
当然我们可以再重新来做。
But in life there are some mistakes which is more massive and kind of irreversible.
但在人生当中有更多更重大的无可挽回的错误。
For example, sometimes you go to work, it's a really important meeting or crucial presentation, but you mess it up.
例如在工作的时候我们有一个很重要的工作汇报可是我们搞砸了。
Oh, you miss out a life-changing opportunity.
或是错失了一次可以改变你人生的机会。
Some chances you miss it, but you never come back.
有一些机会失去了一旦失去了就再也找不回来了。
Well, if you make a mistake and no more second chance given to you, sometimes you feel so regretful.
假使你犯了一个错却没有再第二次的机会就会很后悔。
Sometimes you may not be able to sleep for days or weeks.
有时候甚至会失眠好几天、好几个星期。
You may ask, what if I could start over again?
你可能会问自己，假如我可以重新来过有多好。
Could I have just one more chance?
我可不可以有再次的机会呢？
Well, however, reality is very harsh. In the society, not everyone will give you another chance.
但是现实是一个很严峻的事情，因为并不是每个人都会给你第二次机会。
Like the broken relationship, sometimes cannot be repaired.
例如一个破碎的关系，有时候是无法修复的。
So it's difficult to always ask people to give you a second chance.
所以要与别人求第二次的机会，有时候是很困难的。
Because the world is very realistic.
因为这个世界非常的现实。
We want a second chance, but we don't want to give people second chance sometimes.
我们想要得到第二次机会，但是我们不想给别人再次的机会。
But God is completely different.
但是神是完全不同的。
In the Bible, they recall a story of King David.
在圣经里面有记载着大卫王的故事。
He made a terrible mistakes.
他犯了一项滔天大罪。
And committed very bad, terrible crimes against human and against God.
他对人和对神都犯下了极重的罪孽。
Actually, he should have been warranted death penalty or totally forsaken by society and even by God.
他应该是要被这个社会判死刑，甚至是被神所离弃的。
Because by human standard, no one should take him and give him another chance.
因为在人的道德标准里面，他并不值得再一次的机会。
He should be completely out of the game for good.
他应该从此再也不能再重新开始了。
However, in the Bible, we see a God who is full of love and mercy.
但是在圣经中，我们看到的是充满慈爱怜悯的神。
And God gave him another chance.
神给了他第二次的机会。
And David used it all, his strength, to tightly grasp the grace of God.
大卫用尽了自己的所有力气，紧紧的抓住这次的机会。
So tonight we'll talk about that story.
今天晚上我们就要讲这个故事。
First, we'd like to talk about the background.
首先，我们先来讲这故事的背景。
Why? First of all, we should ask a question: Why good people do bad things?
我们要问自己，为什么好人会去做坏事呢？
Shouldn't good people always do good things?
难道好人不应该永远都做好事吗？
Why a person, so-called a person, after God?God's heart can mess up his life and do terrible sin against God.
为什么一个称为合神心意的人，他可以搞砸他自己的人生呢？
Because in the Bible, David was called the man after God's heart.
因为大卫在圣经里被称为是合神心意的人。
Well, the answer is very simple.
答案很简单。
He fell into temptation.
他陷入了试探。
Let's turn to 2 Samuel chapter 11.
我们请看撒母耳记下的十一章。
2 Samuel chapter 11.
撒母耳记下十一章。
Verse 1 to 2.
十一章第一到二节。
2 Samuel chapter 11, verse 1 to 2.
撒母耳记下十一章一到二节。
Let's read.
我们一起读。
Then it happened in the spring, at the time when kings go out to the battle. David said, Joab and his servant with him and all Israel. They brought destruction on the son of Ammon and besieged Rabbah. But David stayed in Jerusalem. is the background of the story.
这就是故事的背景。
David was nothing. He was just a shepherd boy.
大卫其实出身很低，他只是一个牧羊人。
But he received so much grace of God.
但是他领受了神很多的恩典。
That because King Saul sinned against God, so God removed him as king and raised up David.
那因为扫罗王他犯罪得罪了神，那神就把他剔除了。
So from a shepherd boy, suddenly become a king, and after some years, he's well established.
那大卫从一个牧羊人变成了转身变成了一个高贵的国王。
However, in a time when he's middle age and his career is well established.
可是到他中年的时候，他的王位做得很稳了。
And there's no challenges.
并没有任何的挑战。
Yeah, there are some wars, but he doesn't even have to go because they are his subordinate, all the generals, especially Joab. He can do all the fighting for him.
是的，的确有一些战争，但是他可以差派他的臣仆，例如约押，这个元帅去替他打仗。
So he enjoyed life in the palace and staying in Jerusalem.
他就留在耶路撒冷，在他的王宫当中享乐。
What happened next?
接下来发生了什么事呢
？It's supposed to be very just a, like a vacation atmosphere. It's not a vacation, but it's called a staycation, right? You stay home and very relaxing.
这个氛围就很像是他正在家里自己在度假一样。
Let's read verse 2.
我们请读第二节。
Verse 2, 1 through 3.
Now,
at evening time, David got up from his bed and walked around the roof of the king's house. And from the roof he saw a woman bathing. And the woman was beautiful in appearance. Now, here come the challenge and the temptation.
这里挑战和试探就来了。
Why do good people do bad things?
为什么好人会做坏事呢
？Why someone after God's heart can sin against God terribly?
为什么合神心意的人也会犯这么严重的罪呢
？Well, because temptation will not say, "Oh, you are good people, so I will skip you."
那试探他不会说，因为你是好人，所以我就跳过你。
Well, devil do the opposite because you are a good person. He try to destroy you. He try to tempt you.
魔鬼是反其道而行，他是专门找这些好人来试。
Not only tempted young man. Sometimes, oh, you only think I'm 17 years old, like young Joseph. I'll be tempted.
那他也不是只有试探年轻人，例如约瑟，他在17岁的时候。
Middle-aged men also are very dangerous.
在中年的男性也是非常危险的族群。
Today, if you're sitting here, you're middle-aged. You are like 35 on almost 40 towards 60, you are considered middle age.
如果你今天是35岁到60岁之间，你就是被列为中年人。
Wow. Do not think that you are very safe. You are very stable.
不要以为你就很安全了。我们是很稳定的。
Life is comfortable, but the temptations can creep in.
生活是很稳定，但是在稳定当中，试探就会进来。
I go around the citadel and then saw a woman bathing.
大卫就在王宫的平顶上游行，看见一个妇人在沐浴。
He's supposed to turn around. No, I'm not supposed to look at other people taking bath.
他那时候就应该转身，不再继续看人在沐浴。
It is not something I should see or stare at.
这不是我们应该看到的东西。
But instead, he keep looking and staring.
但是他却继续的看。
And the more he stared at this woman, the desire was kicking in.
那他越看他的欲望就越来越高。
This is called the lust of the eyes.
这就是眼目的情欲。
So that allow his heart and his desire to expand endlessly.
他容许他自己心里的情欲来扩大。
Well, what happened next is tragic.
那接下来发生的事是一个悲剧。
He asked, "Who is the woman?"
他就问这是哪一位妇人呢
？And then he find out he is the wife of someone.
他发现他是某人的妻子。
But still curious and send people to tell her to come to the palace.
但他还是继续好奇下去，叫人去把他接来王宫。
And of course, he is king. He can do anything he wants.
那他是身为国王，他要做什么都可以。
And the woman was brought before him.
那这个妇人就被带到他的面前。
Straight to his palace.
到他的王宫里面
Straight to his bedroom.
到了他的房间里面
Straight to his bed.
到了他的床的上面
Nothing stop him.
没有任何的东西来阻挡他
Because his heart was full of desire.
因为他的心充满了欲望
He fell into temptation.
他掉入了陷阱这个情欲的试探
He should have woken up the next day.Or immediately,
他应该要马上就清醒过来。
But later, find out that this woman was pregnant.
但之后他发现这个妇人怀了孕。
So in order to cover up this crime,
所以他为了要遮掩这个过错
，he have to orchestrate a very terrible plot.
他要开始计划一个很糟糕的事情。
But actually, this woman's wife is one of his mighty warriors fighting in the battlefront.
但是这个妇人，他的先生是一个很勇敢是一个勇士。
You cannot just kill him using normal ways.
你不能很轻易的就把他杀死。
So decided just use a proxy way to kill him.
所以他决定要借由别人来借刀杀人。
Ask the general to send him to the front line, let the enemy kill him.
他就让他被送到前线去，那让敌人把他杀死。
So he was killed as planned.
那这个先生就被杀死了。
So let's see how many commandments that David broke at that time.
那我们来数数看，大卫当时他犯了几样十诫的几项。
Well, the commandment say, "Thou shall not kill." He killed.
不可杀人，他已经杀了人。
The commandment say, "Thou shall not commit adultery." He commit adultery.
的十诫说不可犯奸淫，他也犯了奸淫。
And the commandment say, "Thou shall not covet other people's wife," and he coveted other people's wife.
十诫说不可贪恋别人的妻子与物品，但是他也贪恋了。
So he broke three commandments of ten in a row immediately.
他一口气就在十诫里面犯了三诫。
So all even broken one is worse, but broken three.
犯了一戒就很严重了，更别说是三戒。
Now in this world, can anyone accept him?
在这个世界上，在社会上，还有人能容许他吗？
If this is discovered, will anyone give him a second chance?
如果他做的这个罪行被发现了，还有人会给他第二次的机会吗？
Actually, he deserves a death penalty.
其实他其实是可以被处死刑的。
He deserves to be killed immediately.
他其实是配得被马上情形的。
But of course, he's the king. At that time, nobody knows what he did. He covered it up.
因为他是一国之君，所以他就掩盖了自己的罪行。
He pretend nothing has happened.
他就假装什么事都没发生。
And even married the widow Bathsheba openly after a while, after a very short time.
他还在不久之后娶了这个寡妇。
So this is the background.
这就是这件故事的背景。
Why a good person can do evil things?
为什么好人可以做坏事？
Brother and sister, do not think that, oh, I'm a good person, I'm a Christian, or I go to church, you know, I will never do bad things.
弟兄姐妹们，不要以为我们自己是基督徒，我们是好人，我们永远都不会做坏事。
Don't say you know about God, you do holy work, you know the Bible, you never do bad things.
不要说我们认识神，我们都做圣工，我们永远都不会犯错。
If you are given the opportunity, if you are being tempted in a situation,
假如你在这个情况之下被陷入试探了。
If you have all the power you have.
而你是一个很有权力的人。
If you can do whatever you can with no limitation.
如果你不会受到任何限制，想做什么就做。
Can you avoid the temptation?
你能抵抗这个试探吗？
I think most of us cannot.
我想我们大部分的人都没法去。
Because we are not spiritually stronger than David.
因为我们并没有在属灵上比大卫更坚强。
But next, the second part, we talk about why the soul's agony behind a perfect crime.
但是在第二点，我们要讲说，后面灵魂会受到极大的悲伤。
Now a lot of people think, you know, do bad things or commit a sin. Wow, you're very precious. You feel very excited. You feel good about doing bad things.
在犯罪之后，有一些人会。感觉到一种莫名的快感。
Like David, he can be so excited, commit an affair, and marry someone he so called his love.
或许大卫在当时被冲昏了头，觉得他娶到他最爱的女人。
Is it a happy things?
这是一个很好很开心的事吗
？Because the world always package, always repackage or market.Something dark, something bad, but people market it as excitement or good.
因为这个世界总是把一个很坏的事情包装成一个很快乐、很美好的事。
So for David, if he do all this thing, does it mean that he live a happy life ever after?
那大卫他娶了这个女人之后，难道他从此就过着幸福快乐的生活吗？
Because he can get what he wants, and nobody can stop him.
因为他要什么就有，也没有人能阻挡他。
But do you think he's a happy man?
但我们觉得他是一个快乐的人吗？
The Bible tells us otherwise.
圣经告诉我们他不是。
Yeah, it was a perfect crime that no witnesses, there's no evidence left, and nobody can judge him.
是的，他犯了一个完美的犯罪，就没有任何的证人，没有任何的人可以来指控他。
Maybe there's only one person know. There was Joab, which know that what David told him to do, but other people don't know it.
也许唯一知道他做这件坏事的人就是约押，但其他人都不知道。
So the whole country even praising David. You know, he's so loving. You know, he can even take the widow's husband, the soldier's widow to help the family.
或许全国的百姓都会赞美称颂他，还接收了一个寡妇来照顾他的家庭。
Wow, our king is so wonderful, so good to his soldiers.
也许百姓们都会赞美我们的国王有多么的伟大。
Now, do you think David is a happy man?
我们觉得大卫他很快乐吗？
Well, a conscience can be covered temporarily.
我们的良心有时候会被短暂的被遮蔽，
but it cannot disappear.
但是良心是不会消失的。
You know, God gave us a conscience just like the light in the heart.
因为神赐给我们良心，就像是在心里的一道光。
Sometimes we try to cover it.
有时候我们想要掩盖这个良心。
Because you're so impulsive, you try to follow your heart. You say, I just want to do it. I don't want to listen to my conscience.
因为我们有时候很冲动，就想要跟随自己的情欲去决定，而不想要听良心的建议。
I want this. I want to get this. I want to have it.
我要这个东西，我要马上就得到它。
So forget everything else.
那我们就不管其他的事了。
But the light bulb of conscience still shining sometime. Every now and then, we'll poke you.
但是有时候这个良心就像灯泡一样，它有时候会亮起来。
Right. David was not a person who doesn't know God.
大卫他是一个认识也知道神的人。
He knew the commandment. He knew God. He was with God before.
他也知道神的诫命，他遵守神的诫命。
So continuously, deliberately to ignore his own conscience will bring so much pain.
如果他一直忽视，也故意的不去理会他的良心的话，
Have you done this before?
我们有做过这样的事吗？
然后 sometimes we know this is not good, but we still want to do it.
有时候我们知道一件事明明是不好的，还是去做。
Afterward, even you lie down on the bed, you couldn't sleep.
那当你做了之后，你在床上就翻来覆去睡不着。
Your conscience will rebuke you. Why do you do this? It's not good for you.
你的良心会责备你，问你为什么做这件事，这是不好的。
And then you tell your conscience, it's okay, it's all right. Everybody does it, and it's okay. You got a lot of reasons.
那你就告诉你的良心说没关系啊，大家都在做啊。
But the conscience is not convinced.
但是呢，良心它不会被你说服。
So a lot of time you couldn't sleep well in the middle of the night.
那许多时候呢，都无法在半夜的时候都睡不着。
And then you are afraid to be discovered.
那你就会担心被发现。
You know, holding a secret is very painful.
要保住一个秘密是非常痛苦的事。
And if that secret is a dark secret about your own self.
如果这个秘密又是你自己很暗黑的一个秘密。
And King David, in front of other people, in publicly, he's a good figure. He's a perfect figure.
大卫王在公众的在公众是一个公众人物，很好的形象。
Someone just, he's someone loving, he's very faithful.
他很公义，他很慈爱，他也很信实。
He's supposed to be a courageous person.
他也是一个很勇敢的人。
But David knew himself who he was.
但是大卫却深知他自己是怎么样的人。
He was a coward.
他其实很胆怯。
He was a liar.
他其实是说谎。
He was greedy, even take other people's wife.
他很贪心，以至于去贪恋别人的妻子。
He's a murderer.
他也是一个杀人犯。
He has the blood of one of his most faithful soldiers.
他手上流着他最忠心的仆人的兵丁的血。
He is the very opposite of what he portrayed publicly.
他公众的形象是完全的相反。
Wow, sometimes when you is one thing outside and one thing different thing inside, you feel so much torture in your heart.
有时候我们外表是一个样子，内心是另外一个样子，那我们的心会觉得很扭曲。
Right. We don't have to be like David, so dramatic.
我们不需要做的像大卫这么戏剧化的事。
But a lot of time we put on a mask and then we pretend something that we are not. You know it. And then you don't feel good.
但是我们常常会戴上一个面具来假装我们不是那样的人，那我们自己都知道。
So David didn't feel good at all.
所以大卫其实并没有很好。
And the most painful part of what David going through.
那他感觉到最痛苦的这条路。
That is, he lost the presence of God.
就是他失去了神的同在。
God stopped talking to him.
神已经不再与他说话。
Later he wrote a psalm after he was discovered.
在他被的罪行被发现之后，他写了一首诗。
He wrote a psalm which is Psalm 51.
就是诗篇五十一篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 51 verse 11.
请看诗篇五十一篇十一节。
Psalm 51 verse 11.
诗篇五十一篇十一节。
Let's read together.
我们一起念。
One, two, three.Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. What did David say here?
大卫这里在说什么呢?
He felt that he was cast away from God's presence.
他觉得他被丢弃，也离开了神的面。
He had good relationship with God before, even as a young boy, shepherd boy, he was close to God.
他从他是一个小男孩的时候就与神的关系很亲密。
You know, he prayed, God help him.To give him courage, to beat the lion, to chase the bear, so that he protect his flocks.
只要他一祷告，神就会保护他，让他可以跟狮子跟熊来打架，来保护他的羊。
God give him strength to fight Goliath.
当他一祷告，神就给他力量来打击打哥利亚。
He was not a priest, but he experienced God's presence.
他在当时就领受到了神的存在。
But now, after these things, what did he have?
但是在现在呢，他有什么呢？
Just like the sky being blocked completely by a bronze or by a metal.
就好像天空被一个一个金。
Like the heaven seems like brass.
天空就好像一个铜的片。
You cannot break through. You cannot shout through the voice through the brass or the metal, right?
像一个铁墙一样的穿不过去。
God is no longer talking to him.
因为神已经不与他说话了。
Right, if you are close to someone before, but that person doesn't talk to you, you feel very bad.
如果你之前与一个人的关系很好，但他再也不跟你说话了，你一定会很痛苦。
For example, you love your wife so much, you love your husband so much, but the one you love stop talking to you, just give you a stone face.How you feel?
例如你很爱你的先生或太太，但是他却都不跟你说话了，你会觉得如何呢？
What is the most terrible suffering in this world?
那在这世上最痛苦的是什么呢？
You feel that a darkness, a circle among you.
就是你被黑暗所笼罩了。
God do not talk to you.
神并不跟你说话。
You feel no hope.
你没有任何的盼望。
That is the status of someone living sin, living darkness, and totally.Like lost.
犯了罪的人的人生就是这个样子，他会用很迷惘。
Sometimes we can feel the same.
有时候我们也会有同样的感觉。
If we mess up in our life.
如果我们搞砸了我们生活上的东西。
If we make a mistakes.
如果我们犯了错。
Huge and terrible mistakes.
很大很无可挽回的错。
Sometimes we don't know how to move on.
有时候我们不知道如何向前行。
Should I continue to hide?
我们要继续的躲藏吗？
Yeah, David continued to hide every single day.
大卫每一天都还继续的隐藏。
He didn't know how to continue because no one can correct him.
他不知道如何接着走下去，因为没有人来指正他。
Now we talk about the third part.
那我们来讲第三个部分。
How did David tightly grasp God's give him second chance?
大卫如何紧紧的抓住神所给他的第二次机会呢？
How did God give him a second chance?
神又是如何给他第二次机会的？
It starts with a rebuke from Prophet Nathan.
是从神先差派先知拿单去责备他。
Let's turn to Second Samuel chapter 11.
我们继续看
Chapter 12.
撒母耳记下十二章。
Second Samuel chapter 12.
撒母耳记下十二章。
Chapter 12, verse 11.
十二章的十一节。
Chapter 12, verse 7, actually.
我们从第七节看。
Second Samuel chapter 12, verse 7.
撒母耳记下十二章第七节。
Let's read together.
请一起读。
Nathan then said to David, "You yourself are the man. This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says.It is I who anointed you as a king over Israel. It is I who rescued you from the hand of Saul. Verse 8.
第八节
I also gave you your master's house and put your master's wife into your care. And I gave you the house of Israel and Judah. And if that had been too little, I would have added to you more things like this. See,Prophet Nathan go directly to King David.
这里拿单先知直接的来到大卫。
In the beginning, he did not rebuke David directly.
一开始他并没有直接的责备他。
God gave him wisdom.
神给他智慧
to give a story.
让他说了一个比喻
One rich man and one poor man, they are neighbor.
有一个富人和一个穷人
And the rich man has many sheep.
这个富有的人有许多的羊群、牛群
The poor man only have one sheep.
但是穷人只有一只小母羊羔
But one day a rich man has a guest coming to his house.
但是这个富户有一天有客人来家里
Instead of going to kill one of his sheep,He just steal and rob the neighbor's only sheep and slaughter it.
但他却舍不得从自己的羊群当中杀宰一只。
David was very angry, very upright.
娶了那个穷人的，但是大卫听了非常生气。
And he immediately condemned that man and said that man deemed is deserve death and need to be punished and repay fourfold.
他立刻就定了那个富人的罪，然后说这个人只应该要被钉死。
Because he doesn't have mercy.
因为他没有怜悯的心。
And Nathan, now he knows that God's given him time has come.
但是拿单说，拿单知道神的时候到了。
You are that man.
他就说你就是那人。
Wow, this forward is not easy to say out.
这句话并不容易说出来。
For a prophet, he knows he has to point the finger to the king in the whole country, which can kill him.
因为先知他知道说他要指着这个一国之君也许会被杀
But he have to speak the right word.
但是他必须要说正确的话
Speak the truth.
他要说出真理来
no, Sometimes the truth is very hard and painful.
有时候真理是非常残酷也很痛苦的
the more higher your position, the less you hear the truth.
你的位置站得越高你就越少听到真理
If you're richer, you have authority, you're successful People don't want to tell you the truth
如果你很有钱你很有权力人就不想要跟你说真话
Because people want to please you
因为大家都想要
讨好你 In this world, brother and sister, think If your life is relatively smooth Nobody can rebuke you or tell you you're wrong You're in trouble
所以如果在人生当中都没有任何人会来指责你你觉得什么都很顺利的话那你就糟糕了
Or if other people rebuke you, remind you But you don't want to listen You're also in trouble
或者是别人来指责提醒建议你你都不听那你也是糟糕了
God still loves David
神还是很爱大卫的
He want to give him a second chance.
神想要给他第二次的机会。
But that second chance come in a very hard way to swallow, very painful to swallow.
但这个再次的机会对他来讲是非常难接受的。
You are that man.
拿单说你就是那人。
Now this is a turning point of David's life, the most important turning point.
这里就是大卫人生中最重要的转捩点。
What could he do?
他应该要做什么呢
？He can immediately tell his guard, "Come, bring this guy out, kill him, behead him."
他可以叫兵丁来立刻把这个先知抓走把他刺死
This prophet is talking nonsense He's telling lies
他可以说这个先知在说谎
Blaspheme against me
他满口胡言他在毁谤我
Oh, let's silence him
那我们就将他灭口吧
This is called silence the critics, right? Silence the troublemaker
我们就是要这就是叫做将这个
批评者
来灭口
But David Suddenly, he knows this is his chance.
但是大卫当时他知道这是他的机会。
As we mentioned, he was tortured by his own conscience for a long time already.
我们说过他已经长期受到他的良心指责。
He felt no presence of God for a long time. That makes him even worse.
他觉得神没有与他同在，那他就更痛苦了。
All this love and romance and whatever pleasure he and his Bathsheba now reduced to nothing. He is no more enjoying anything with Bathsheba.
他跟别示巴的这个情欲还有爱恋都已经没有任何的感觉了。
Right? Because once you have it, the attraction will die down. It's not there.
因为一旦得到了这个吸引力，就会慢慢的减弱。
Before you have it, you crave for it.
当你还没得到手之前，会有会很渴望。
But after you have it, you feel empty.
但得手了之后，你就会觉得很空虚。
And God is not talking to you anymore.
那神就再也不同你讲话。
So now he knows his second chance has come.
那他现在知道他的转机来了。
I must take this chance.
我一定要抓住这个机会。
What did he do to take this second chance?
那他做了什么来紧紧抓住这个机会
？Let's read verse 13.
我们请看十三节。
Let's read verse 13.
十三节。
One, two, three.
大卫。
Then David said to Nathan, "I have sinned against the Lord." And Nathan said to David, "The Lord has allowed your sins to pass. You shall not die." Look at David. How did he grab the second chance?
我们来看大卫他如何紧紧抓住这个机会。
When he was exposed, he was criticized, he was condemned.
当他被指责的时候，被定罪的时候。
Right? Nobody like to hear this kind of thing today in our life, right?
我们在人生中不喜欢听到人家指责我们。
Nobody want to be told you're wrong, you make a terrible mistake, or you are stupid.
我们不想被别人骂说你做错了，你很愚笨。
Right? We want to silence the critics. We want to cover our cover whatever we want to cover.
我们想要让批评者都住口， right. 我们想要来隐藏我们犯的错。
Usually, if you're doing something you try to hide, it's not a really nice idea.
当你做一个事，你想要隐藏隐瞒的时候，就不是一个很好的事。
It's nothing wrong. Why you want to hide it?
如果这件事是好的，干嘛要隐藏呢？
Especially hide from God or hide from the work of God.
有为什么要对神来隐瞒，
but David,
或是对神的工人隐瞒？
He decided, I don't want to hide anymore.
但大卫他决定他不要再隐藏了。
I have had enough of this stress.
他已经觉得这个压力已经到了极限了。
I have had enough of this torture.
他已经被这个良心谴责到极限了。
I want to turn back to God.
我想要回到神的身边。
And what did he say?
他说什么呢？
I have sinned against the Lord.
他对拿单说，我得罪耶和华了。
Full stop.
他就停止了。
He did not say, "I have sinned against the law," but you know what? That woman shouldn't be bathing there.
他没有说我得罪耶和华了，但是那个女人本来就不应该在那里沐浴啊。
No. Why you let me see it? She's covered at the on the top.
为什么他让我看见呢？他应该要遮住自己的身体啊。
He did not say that.
他并没有这样。
He did not say, "You know, I'm so busy as a king. I'm so stressed out. I need to relax."
他没有说一些借口，说我很忙，我是一个国王，我需要放松。
It's just temporary weakness.
这只是暂时的一个软弱而已。
There's no real intention. It's not just for fun.
这只是玩玩而已，并不是认真的。
No, he didn't say all that.
他都没有说这些。
I have sinned against God. Full stop.
他只有。单单的说，我得罪耶和华。
And of course, he sinned against the woman's husband too.
当然，他也得罪了这个妇人的先生。
But he know, he did all these terrible things because he forget the fear of the Lord.
他知道他会行这些罪行，都是因为他忘了要敬畏神。
So how did he get this second chance? How did he get this grace?
那他是怎么样紧紧抓住这再次的机会和恩典呢？
It's immediate and full repentance.
他马上就完全的悔改了。
No excuses.
他没有为自己找借口。
Now, today, brother and sister, we have so much excuses in our life.
我们弟兄姐妹们啊，我们有许多的借口。
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm wrong. But we always add a word but, and then we have ten reasons.
是的，我们会说对，是我不好，但是我们有十个借口。
Yeah, when the police caught you speeding, right?They say, "Oh, you know, I'm in a hurry."
当你超速被警察抓的时候，就说哦，因为我很赶时间。
The police stop someone speeding. The police ask him, "Why are you speeding?"
那警察就会问超速的人，为什么你要超速呢？
Say, "Well, I didn't see you. That's why I'm." That's why I see you, right? I didn't see you. If I see you, saw you, I won't speed.
这个人驾驶就说，因为我没有看到你，要是我看见你，我就不会超速了。
We have so much excuses.
我们真的有好多的借口。
Right.But sometimes we do not blame ourselves.
但是我们有时候不会责备自己。
Just like the children, sometimes they go to school without bringing the homework.
就像我们的孩子要去上学却忘了带功课去。
Right. Ah, the teacher asks him or her, "Where's your homework? Where's no homework?"
老师问他你的功课在哪里呢
？Oh, teacher, you know, my dog ate my homework.
老师啊，我的狗吞掉了我的作业了。
Wow. Is the dog is your homework really cheeseburger?
你的作业这么好吃吗？
Well, of course,
像一个汉堡。
It's an excuse.
当然这是一个借口。
But sometimes we cannot face ourselves.
我们有时候无法面对自己。
We cannot face our true self.
我们无法面对真实的自己。
But God, I wasted a second chance.
但是我们就浪费了这个再次的机会。
But David didn't waste his second chance.
但大卫他却没有浪费再次的机会。
He confessed his sin, repented immediately.
他承认自己的罪，
no.
他也立刻悔改。
It's I and only I, no other people.
他就说
blame me, blame myself.
他就说是我。 做错了，没有别人。
And see what happened. The power of this repentance.
那我们就看到了这个悔改很有力量。
True from his heart. Actually, his heart has been struggled for a long time.
是出自他的真心，因为他已经挣扎了很久。
His heart has been broken for a long time.
因为他的心已经破碎了很久。
How do we know?
我们怎么知道的？
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 51.
我们来看诗篇五十一篇。
Psalm chapter 51.
诗篇五十一篇。
Verse 16 to 17.
十六到十七节。
Psalm chapter 51, verse 16 to 17.
诗篇五十一篇十六十七节。
Let's read together.
我们一起读。
And all three. For you do not delight in sacrifice, otherwise I would give it. You do not delight pleasure in burnt offering. Verse 17. Underline this verse. Very powerful verse. The sacrifice of God are a broken spirit.A broken and contrite heart, God, you will not despise. David's heart has been broken now.
现在大卫的心已经被破碎了。
Because he know the mistake he have made.
因为他已经知道自己所犯的。
He break himself this time. He break it totally. He break his pride.
他在这里，他破碎自己
you know,
自己的自尊。
A lot of time we cannot break ourselves.
我们很多时候无法破碎自己。
Right, we want to keep our pride. We don't want to admit our mistakes.
我们很骄傲，我们不想要承认自己的错。
Even though our family is already broken, but we always blame. Oh, it's my spouse.
但我们的家庭都已经破碎了，但我们还是一直责怪我们的配偶。
It's all her. It's not me.
都是他的错，
right?
不是我。
It's all him. It's not me.
都是我先生的错，不是我。
And sometimes the children.Already rebellious.
有时候孩子们已经叛逆期。
I say, oh, it's his problem. You know, he shouldn't be like this.
我们就会怪罪这孩子，这是他的问题。
Yes, he has broken your heart. But what have you done?
是的，你的孩子伤了你的心，但是你又为他做了什么？
Don't you have any mistakes as a parent?
难道身为父母，我们都没有犯过错吗？
Well, David knows his own mistakes.
大卫知道他自己所犯的错。
He has broken his heart.
他已经破碎了自己的心。
He presents this broken heart to God.
他就把这忧伤痛苦的心献给神。
Yeah, he know he caused a lot of pain to other people.
他知道他为别人造成了很多伤害。
He hurt Uriah. Uriah lost his life.
他知道他伤害了乌利亚，那乌利亚也失去了他的妻子。
Bathsheba also had no choice because the king wanted.
啊，巴示巴也没有任何的选择，因为他只能听从国王的话。
A family is broken.
这个家庭已经被他破碎了。
His relationship with God is broken.
他自己本身与神的关系也破碎了。
Now he chooses to break his rest of his heart. My pride shall be broken.
那在这里，他选择要把自己剩下的自尊都破碎。
He knows only this can touch God.
他知道唯有这样才能感动神。
Wow, this is not easy.
这非常不容易。
For David to wrote a psalm, not only one word, but he wrote a whole psalm from Psalm 51 is called Penitential Psalm.
在第五十诗篇五十一篇是称为悔罪的祷告。
This is not just one word, but a whole song for the whole country to sing.
并不是只有一句话或一个字，而是一整篇让全国来唱的。
For the choir master, for the choir to sing it out.
让诗班的指挥来让全国的百姓传唱的。
David break his own legacy.
这里大卫他亲自破碎了自己的传奇。
He break his own reputation.
他也破碎了自己的名声。
He didn't want to hide.
他不想要再隐藏了。
Usually we want to hide our past.
我们都想要从过去来隐藏。
We want to hide our most terrible mistakes.
我们想要隐藏自己犯过最糟糕的行为。
We hide our negative or dark side.
我们想要把黑暗的那一面隐藏起来。
But David exposed it for the people to sing.
但是大卫却把它摊在阳光下，让大家来传唱。
I'm a bad person. I sin against God.
他说我是一个坏人，我犯罪了。
But I want God's grace.
但是我想要神的怜悯。
And I know God is presenting a second chance for me.
和恩典，那我知道神给我第二次的机会。
Yes, there's much transgression.
没错，我的确是犯了过错。
But the grace of God is bigger than my transgression.
但是神的恩典却比我的过犯更甚。
No, that is the perfection of Jesus' grace and salvation.
就是在预表了主耶稣基督的恩典与拯救。
Because God loves us so much.
因为神非常的爱我们。
If you have present a broken spirit and contrite heart, God will not despise you.
如果我们在神面前献上一个忧伤痛悔的心，他必不轻看。
Now you think that the story ends here?
那故事难道到这里就结束了吗？
But it's not only this.
还没有。
We want to talk about the fourth point.
我们要来讲第四点。
That David cried for help, that asked God to give him strength to renew himself.
大卫在从他生命的最低处来呼求，来求神更新他，给他力量。
Let's read verse 10.
我们请读第十节。
Psalm 51 verse 10.
诗篇五十一篇十节。
Psalm 51 verse 10.
诗篇五十一篇十节。
Let's read together.
我们一起读。
103. Create in me a clean heart, God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. David knew repentance is not only say sorry or feel sorry about what you did.
大卫知道悔改并不是光光说对不起，我做错了，这样就够了。
A lot of people say sorry is easy, apologize is easy. Okay, I'm sorry.
有很多人说道歉很容易啊，就说声对不起就好了。
Yeah, it's my mistake.
没错，是我做错了。
But you know, I'm born this way, or I'm forced into this situation.
但我天生个性就这样，或是我是被逼的。
And then.Next week or next month, we go back to our own mistakes.
那下一周或下一个月，我们又回到旧我了。
But David, no. Yes, I'm given a second chance, but I may not be given a third chance.
那大卫在这里知道，他有第二次的机会，不代表他会有第三次。
I cannot go back to the same mistake and ask God to forgive me again.
他不能再重新再犯这样的错误，来希望神来救他。
I cannot be a habitual sinner.
他不能 一犯再犯。
I cannot be a habitual murderer. I cannot be a habitual adulterer.
他不能再犯了这个杀人还有奸淫的罪。
If I keep going like this, God will not give me another grace.
如果我一直重蹈覆辙的话，神就不会一直给我恩典了。
So true repentance, not just you say sorry and sorry and sorry.
真正的悔改并不是一直重复不断的说对不起。
True repentance is you start changing your life.
真正的悔改就是要改变我们的人生。
But a lot of times we want change, but we are so weak to change ourselves.
我们很多时候想要改变，但是却很软弱。
Because our heart.
因为我们的心。
Because under sin pollution, our heart is already tainted, already influenced.
因为我们的心已经被罪来污染了。
But David knows only one person can help him.
但是大卫知道，只有一个人可以帮助他。
My own determination, resolution is not even enough.
他自己定义要来悔改也不足够的。
I want God to create in me a clean heart.
他说：“神啊，求你为我造清洁的心。”
Look at the word create.
这里的用字是造。
To be 创造。
创造。
Right. In English or original words, create.
这个字的原文是说创造。
Create means there's nothing, but God make it. It happen. It's there.
创造就是从无变成有。
That means from the deep, from the source, from the origin, God can give you a clean heart, clean spirit to start over again.
就是从最深处的源头，神可以给我们一个清洁的心。
If your heart is not renewed in Christ, in God.
如果我们的心在神里面没有被更新
，We will always go back to the old path which were binding us.
我们就会一直回到以前的路上，一直被捆绑。
Because our heart was empty.
因为我们的心是空的。
Our heart was lost.
因为我们的心是迷惘的。
Look at David. At that time, he was far from God.
你看大卫在当时他就离神有多远
？Actually, before he committed sin, he was far from God.
在他犯罪之前，他就已经远离神了。
His life is too easy.
因为他的生活太轻松了。
So it's empty. He feel empty. He feel bored. He want excitement.
因为他心里很空虚， right. 他很无聊，他就想要刺激。
Well, an extramarital affair sounds very exciting.
来，有外遇，好像听起来很刺激。
You can have someone which is prohibited that you can have it. It sounds very exciting.
去得到一个不能得到的人，听起来非常刺激。
And when you feel like exciting, you want to pursue it.
那如果你是追求刺激的人，就会很想要这样做。
But if your heart is renewed,
但是如果你的心是重新造的
，Your heart is geared toward God. You want to seek God.
如果你的心是想要追求神，是仰望神的
，God is your true satisfaction.
神就是你的满足。
God is your true light.
神就是你的亮光。
Then you are not interested in darkness.
那你就不会对黑暗有任何的兴趣。
Right? Just like you see the bright sunshine, why do you want to hide downstairs in the basement?
就像你看到外面天气很晴朗，为什么你要躲在地下室呢
？And if you are satisfied with the refreshing food, why do you want to eat the rotten meat?
那假如你有新鲜的食物可以吃。为什么你要吃腐烂的呢
？If your heart is totally recreated，
假设你的心是重新被创造的
，then you will break the shackles of what was binding you before.
你就会脱开一切的枷锁。
So David asked God to give him the strength.
所以在这里，大卫求神给他力量。
And he asked God to renew his spirit. Let's read verse 12.
这里说请。
Let's read verse 12.
我们请读十二节。
Verse 12, 1-3. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and sustain me with a willing spirit. Wow, this is very powerful.
这一节非常有力量。
In the world, when you break a glass, break a mirror, it cannot be restored anymore.
在这世上，要是我们打破了玻璃或镜子，它无法被修复的。
Even though you try to restore it, but not 100%.
我们可以试着修复，但是不会百分之百。
But God can repair your soul, repair your heart 100%.
但是神却可以修复我们的心灵，是完完全全的。
Your joy, which was lost, can be restored.
我们所失去的喜乐可以被重新的找到。
Now I have no more secret to hide.
因为我们现在已经没有任何的秘密了。
I'm no more tortured by my sin anymore.
我们不会再被良心责备了。
Now I have a new direction. I have a new life ahead of me.
我现在有新的新的方向，新的意义。
Because God is helping him.
因为神在帮助他。
And not only God can help him, but he can use this experience to help others who were going through the same thing.
不单是神来帮助了他，他还可以用这个经验来帮助别人。
Let's read verse 13.
我们请看十三节。
Let's read verse 13.
十三节。
1, 2, 3. Then I will teach wrongdoers your ways, and sinner will be converted to you.Yes, being in this pain and failure was not a good thing.
对他来讲，经历这个痛苦跟失败是不是不好的。
But he knew that he can turn this bad experience into something positive.
但大卫却知道他可以把不好的经验转成好的。
Because he knew what it meant to went through struggles.
因为他知道经历过这个痛苦挣扎是什么感受。
For us, we never went through struggle. We cannot help those who go through struggles.
假如我们从来都没有经历过痛苦，我们就无法帮助正在痛苦当中的人。
But David, he knows now.
但是大卫他知道了。
I've been there. I failed, but God gave me grace.
他曾经经历过，他失败过，但是神给他恩典。
And he can go out to help those who also fail.
那他就可以去帮助那些失败的人。
Wow, that's very touching. The power of repentance, being rebuilt, and being called to serve.
这是非常感人的，就是一个悔改的罪人，那他转过头来侍奉。
Actually, we are all sinners in God's eyes.
在神的眼中，我们人人都是罪人。
But when we are broken, we can be restored.
但是我们被破碎的时候，是可以被修复的。
Brothers, sisters, and friends.
弟兄姐妹，朋友们。
In a life, have you made a mess sometimes before?
在你的人生当中，有曾经搞砸过吗？
Maybe your relationship with others.
也许是你的人际关系。
Maybe your family.
也许你是你的家庭生活。
Maybe your own health.
也许是你的健康。
Maybe your work.
你的工作。
Or maybe spiritually, is you make a mess.
或者在属灵上，我们犯了一个错。
But God still.Don't want to give up on you.
但神还不想要放弃你。
God still want to give you a second chance.
神还要再给你再次的机会。
没错。